Let's just seal the tasis in the Lea Silvia again to clarify the tasis. The tasis is on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Divine Madura Sacrum is because who says there's an Eiffel? And even if there's an Eiffel, as Emra Chalktiya, Fred Tasis, Madura Sagi Kechavim, Rishasai Yochadhan came. Tommy Masech the Tyrus, come up from Shaka Yochel, the harvest sveikis, the sveikis, sveikis, the shuva yochid, Tommy. Now the din is, a svek sveika is also, it's Tommy, as how can there be a heter of svek sveika? The loy dummy, the yesh loymar, the loy dummy, hach sveika, the shah sveiki, the mayis loy lameimer, sheheya by nefel, the dummy, the suffic bia. As Tysis enters, it's a suffic bia. In a Suffolk beer, there's a heter by a svek sveika. As the Achronim is a question on Tesis, that the heter of Suffolk beer is only according to Rabbi Lazar, the Chachamim Acholik. They hold there's no heter of Suffolk beer. As in Cain, how could Tesis say over here that the heter is Mishum Suffolk beer? It's a Stam Gemara. The Stam Gemara, Pashas is going even a leave of the Chachamim. And the Chacham hold there's no heter of Suffolk beer. As the Bochanan says of Pshat, the Vais de Chois that over here is a stronger Suffolk beer, and this Suffolk beer everyone is moided to. And that's the Lashon of Taisis with dummy le Suffolk beer. Taisis doesn't mean it's mami Suffolk beer, it's dummy le Suffolk beer. But it's a stronger case of Suffolk beer, and in this stronger Suffolk beer, as then everyone is moida. In order to explain Reb Elchanan, you need to give a little bit of a Tesefes beer. What's the heter of Suffolk beer? There's two kinds of sveikas. There's one Suffolk when there's vadai tuma lefneinu, and the nidin is, did you touch the tuma? As over there, there's a vadai siva l'stapik l'fneinu. There's a dover tameh in front of us. The question is, did you touch the tumah or not? That's one kind of a suffik. Then there's another kind of a suffik bia. A suffik, did you come into touch with the tumah? The Gemara on Daf Yud is talking about this one field that has vadai tumah, and you were walking close by. The question is, did you enter the field that has tumen in? As that's called Suffolk beer. Suffolk, did you come to the field that has tumen inside it? As this is not a Suffolk where you have vadai tumen in the place where you are. And the Suffolk is, did you touch the tumen? Or here is a Suffolk, did you even come into contact with the tumen? As that's called a suffik, which is more rochuk. The tzad suffik is more rochuk le'estapik. Now, the lamdanim are madgish. So what does this mean? This means that it's not a 50-50 suffik, it's a 30-60 suffik. As v'shalom, that's not the pshat, because then it's a roiv, it's not a suffik. As obviously it's a 50-50 suffik. As what's the difference? Suffolk Maga is 50-50 and Suffolk B is 50-50. As why is this one get more of a heter than the other one? That's what the Lamdanim asked, the Pasha the Shailah. That every Suffolk B is a 50-50 Suffolk, just as much as a Suffolk Maga. As what's the pshat? Why does it differ? As the Kivun is Ba'if and Zerib, Shimon is Miyasif, that there's a way to clarify Sveikis. Sveikas are not just like percentages. There's a way we clear the sveikas, the sibas that make the suffik. As the stronger the siba is l'stapik, the more the suffik is chal, the more we reckon with the suffik. As the word of a suffik bia is the siba l'stapik is a weaker siba l'stapik. As being that it's a weaker siba l'stapik, as therefore we don't clear the suffik. Suffolk Maga, the tum is lefneinu. It's a suffolk if you touched it. That's a stronger siba l'stapik. Shem doesn't say it on suffolk bia. We're borrowing his longest, but that's the kibbutz. You could understand why in our case, everyone would be moideh. Suffolk bia is talking about this one field that has a kever in it. It's a Beis HaKvaris. And there are a bunch of fields around it which are regular fields that people use to do different things in. It's a park, it's a basketball court, whatever they use. The question is, did you go in the area of the Beis HaKvaris? As that Safik Bia, that's a machloikis, the Chachamim and the Rabbana. Over in the Beloza. Over here in our case, it's not Vadai, there was a Nafel there. Maybe there was never a Nafel born. As in Cain, there's a Tzad, maybe there's no Tumah in the place. There never was Tumah in this place. As over here, the Safik Bia is a much higher level Safik Bia, because we have a Safik if Tumah Bechlal ever entered the place, because maybe there was no Nafel that was born here. As the Sibalist topic is much, much less. Over there, at least there's Tumah in a field. The question is, did you go into that field or not? But there is Tumah Vadois in a field. Over here, there's a Safik, maybe there isn't a Nafel Bechlal. As over here, there's a Tzad Safik, maybe there's no Tumah in this place Bechlal. As that's a much higher level Safik, and a much more Rochavli Sibalist topic. That's what Tosis means with Dami the Safik Bia. Inami Emra Chaltia Odev Bishar Sveikis, the Safik Harogelu, the Karev Levadai. Tedach. Tafilu Midi Vadai Boile Meimar Sheyotza Zeha Safik. Zok Tosis, the second Teretz, another Teretz. That it's a Safik Harogel. Gurada, the first Teretz is. The Safik HaNefel is a Shvachra Safik. The second Teretz is, the Safik of Achaltia is a different kind of a Safik. As the Dagish is not only in the Hezber, but the Dagish is in Achilikin, which Safik is the problem? Which Safik is the exception to the rule? As the second Teretz of Taisis is, the Safik of Achaltia is a different kind of a Safik. Because it's a Safik HaRogel HaKarev Levada. As the Reish Yosef is Mefarish Tosis, that it is Midin Rive. However, the Lashon of Tosis is very Meduyik, not that way. Im Kain, Misanilan, is it? Why didn't Tosis use the Lashon of Rive that Tosis is Mishtamish within and the Gemara is Mishtamish in B'chol HaShas? Why does Tosis say it's a Safik HaRogel V'Karev Levadai? From the fact that Tosis uses a different lashon, Meduyik strongly in Tosis, that Tosis does not mean like the Reish Yosef, that it's a right. It's 50-50, but it's a Safik HaRogel. And we saw the Ramban in Chulin is Masbir, that the Knech is Raglayim Ladavar. Over here, it looks very strongly that way. It's a strong Tzad to be Mistapik, because in the Sviva, when there's a in this kind of a setup, it's very probable that this is what happened. Just like Kinui and Stira, we say that Raglayim Ladavar, it's Aser. And we saw the Hezber is because being that it's a stronger Tzad, as therefore we go with that Tzad and we don't clear the Safik. One more time, if a Bacher is going to ask, so Tachlis, 50-50 or not? Tachlis is 50-50. Yeah. When we're saying it's a stronger side, it means in the Sibas Lefneinu, the way we look at it, it looks stronger this side. It's more Karev Levada. But at the end of the day, it's still a Safik. That's the Chiddush of what you see in Taisis. Oh. Okay, that's the Taisis. However, there's a big Shaila how to learn Taisis. Does Taisis mean that the Heter of Safik HaRogel is Bitsirif Esfek Sveiko? Or Taisis means Safik HaRogel is a Heter Bifnei Atzmai? Maybe Taisis means that a Sfek Sveiko, when it has a Safik HaRogel, then you don't say it's Tamei Bishus HaYachid. Or is Taisis saying Safik HaRogel is a Heter Bifnei Atzmai? How do you learn Taisis? This is a huge machlokes. The Magen Avram and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Magen Avram understood Taisis that Safik HaRogel is not a heter b'fnei atzmai. Ma'od Yitochin, the svara of the Magen Avram, is because if it's a 50-50 Safik, who cares if it's Karev Levadai, if it looks more that way. As a Mela, he learned it's Bitsirov, the Svek Sveka, and Safik HaRogel, then it could work. Oh. But Rabbi Kiva Eger asked a very strong question from Taisis. He's machiach from Taisis not that way, and he's machiach from the Gemara not that way. Why? Because Taisis says that in our Gemara, the Gemara is learning. The only tzad of Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is because it's a Safik Harogel. The tzad of Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is talking in a seer where there's no Sfek Sveka, when there's a Safik and a Vadai, and the Safik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. And Tosis is still using the Svara of Safik Harogel. As Tosis says, the tzad Safik is Moitzi Midei Vadai, which means there's no Sfek Sveka, it's a Safik and a Vadai, is because it's a Safik Harogel. As you see, Safik Harogel could be Mata Bifnei Atzmai, even without a Sfek Sveka. That's one raya of Taisis, Kenegi the Magen Avraham. You could say maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger is meramis to another raya also. In the Sfek Sveka, only the second suffix is a suffix harogel. The first suffix is not a suffix harogel. As Rabbi Kiva Eger held, it wouldn't make a stronger Sfek Sveka if only one of the Svekas is a suffix harogel. So the Kivega says, number one, from the Gemara that has its side of Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai Mishum Safik Harogel. And number two, from Taisis L'chora, this is what he means. Because only one of the Sveikas is a Safik Harogel. And this is Tali, how you learn the longest of Svek Sveika. Rabbi Kivega understood that both of them have to be a Safik Harogel. Okay, so that's the Taisis. He learned it over again. He went through it clearer and slower. Now let's go to the next Gemara. Vein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. As that's the new chelik of the sugya, we have the sugya of Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. He declared, he said, he saw it, Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. As he's bringing rayas, not like that. V'ot tanya, chovish emes, v'iniach megura malei of peres, afilu heim b'nei yoimon, areyem b'cheskes misukonim. V'ochot et vadai tfili heim peri, Misafik Musarim, Safik Loi Musarim, Kaasi Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. The Gemara is asking that over here is Vadai Tevel, and Safik Musarim, Kaasi Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. As Rashi over here says, a very big Chiddush of Pshat in this Havamina of the Gemara, which is the center point of the Gemara. Rashi says, Magura Goyrim Ne Yoyim de Karnheim Shen Yoyim de Smarhu, Vahocha Kivim de Murochenheim Vereim de Bias, the Kol Magura Bavias, the Vadai Tvili, the Nigma Marach, the Marob Ne Bias, the Chal Shen Tevel Olai, and Mishosha Rob Ne Abias. Safik Yisrun Chavazeh, Safik Lo Yisrun, Vasi Safik Seh, Moitzi Midei Peres Halalu, Mishum deroiv chaveirim masarim heim miyad koidim she yenichum mitachas yadai. Rashi says a reason yechidah shemshah. The pshat in the Gemara is the roiv chaveir. In the Gemara never mentions there's a roiv chaveir. Rashi adds a new angle in the sugya. Rashi says there's a roiv chaveir. Where's the makar of Rashi? Because the lashon of the Gemara is cheskes chaverim that they're meiser. As Rashi held, what does this cheskes chaverim mean? Cheskes chaverim means there's a roiv. That's what Rashi says. As frek rebuchanon in koyvet shiurim, and afterwards we found in the Venus Adam. That's the sefer of the Chai Adam on Yeridaya. On in yoni roiv ois tes. He asked the question also on Rash. Oibazei, how could you bring a raya to Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai? Over here there's a roiv. Maybe the only time you say Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is when there's a roiv on the tzad of the Safik. That's a much stronger tzad of the Safik. Oh, but when there's no roiv on the tzad of the Safik, you don't say. Where we bring a raya to? Bikas Chametz. By Bikas Chametz, there's no roiv. As Enochinami over here, Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai, because it's out of roiv. But over there, there's no roiv. Rebbe Chanan is the Shaila Boiv in Zeh. the Chayi Adam in Binas Adam, when he asks the question, he adds another angle to the Shaila. Frag the Binas Adam, Roiv is Vadai. What's the Sufik business? Ad Kama there's a Roiv. Roiv is Makriya, but Tyre is Vadai. Sufik is when you have a Sufik. Over here you have a Roiv. If there's a Roiv, it's a Vadai, it's Nishkin Sufik. As it's not Sufik with Sufik, it's Vadai for Vadai. But those are the two ways of asking the question on Rashi. What's going on in Rashi? If there's a Rav, it's not a Sufik, and how could you bring a Raya to Bdikas? As in order to answer these questions, we're going to see a big Yisayid in Rav and a big Yisayid in Sufik, Moitzi Bidei Vadai. As first, what do you see in Rashi over here? In Rashi over here, you see Rav is not Vadai. If Roiv is Vadai, as it's not a Sufik. What's stated in the Gemara Sufik? State in this Gemara, Roiv is not Vadai. Roiv is still a Sufik. Lini name Sufik might seem to say Vadai. Oh. Who says that Roiv is a Sufik and not a Vadai? There's a famous Taisus Rosh and a Ritva in Baba Mitzia that Vavam is based. It's very famous because we all learned Baba Mitzia that Baba Mitzvah is in yeshivas. And in our yeshivas in America, we probably heard a week of shiurim on this Taisus HaRosh. The Rosh and Ritva in Baba Mitzia that Baba Mitzvah say, Roiv is not Vadai. And in Baba Mitzia, the Olam makes a big nekuda in it. As we could add to those Rishima of Rishonim, there's a Rashi in Pesach and Daf Tes before the Rashi of Bava Metzia. Rashi over here is Mavur that Roiv is not Vadai. Kach is Mavur and Rashi over here. A big Yisai. Roiv is not Vadai. It's a Achra in a Safik, but it's not Vadai. And there's a big Hadgasha. The Rishonim over there are talking about Ruba. The Isa Kamad. They're talking about there's 9 behemoths and a 10th behemoth, and they're all in front of us. Rashi's going by Ruba the Lesser Kamad. It's Roiv Chaverim on Maasrim name. It's a Roiv in Anhag of a Ben Adam. There were those like the Shav Shmaitz and other Achronim that say that Ruba the Lesser Kamad is Vadai. Over here in Rashi, we see it is Vadai, not Vadai. Kach we see in Rashi. Even by Aruba the Lesser, come on, it's not Vadai. There's one more Rashi, Gavaldika Yediyah, which L'chayra you see the same thing that you see in Rashi over here. Rashi in Beya Daf Gimel Amud Beya. Rashi says that why a davisha ain matirim, you don't go basa. A davisha yesh la matirim, you don't go basa roiv. Zot Rashi, because ad toichale with a suffik yisura, you might as well wait a little bit and eat it behetera. Meaning, what's a davisha yesh la matirim? Now it's aser, in another little bit it'll be mutter. As ad toichale with a suffik yisura, you might as well wait a little bit. And you should eat it bad tail. Frek the crazy you place, it's a sefer from Rabbi Yonis and Ibshes on Yerodea, on Rashi and Beya. What do you mean, Ad Teichale Bisura? It's not Roiv! My comad! Ad Teichale Bisura, Teichale Bad Teira. We have a Roiv! Roiv says it's mutter! Zog the crazy and place, state in Rashi and Beya, even after a Roiv. It is a Sufik Isura. Thus is the as L'chayra we have another Rashi, which is a mukar to this Rashi that Roiv is not Vada. Okay, as that's one huge idea you have in Rashi over here. Roiv is Achra and a Sufik, a Din and a Sufik. And Hagin is Safik, but it's still a Safik. Number one, which is Kasuk in Rashi. Okay, that's a big Yisai. Yisai number two you see in Rashi is another Shas Yidia. Rav Nochum in Shiurim brought the Shaila from his Rebbe, Rav Ochanan. Rav Nochum had two Rebbes. He learned by Rav Ochanan, and he learned by Rav Ochanan. as Rav Nachum said in Pesachim, the Rebbe Rabbi Chanan Frekt of Rashi, that what is Pshat in Rashi? If there's a Roiv, as it's not a Suffolk, if it's not, it's a Roiv. As Rav Nachum said, he wants to answer his Rebbe Rabbi Chanan's Kasha with his other Rebbe Rabbi Bel's Yisoid and Ein Suffolk Moitzim Vitei Matai. You could have a geshmak of shot. This Rashi will be a grace, a raya to the Rebbe Rebbe. Rebbe said a gevaldig chiddush. What's the din of ein safik moitzi midei vaday? That's the nidna of the sugya. Do you say safik moitzi midei vaday? Ein safik moitzi midei vaday. What's the shayla? What's the achra? As Rebbe said over b'shem the Rebbe Reb Chaim ba'oifin zeh. That the Olam learns when Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday means when you have a Vaday on the scale and the Safik on the scale, as we say, the Vaday is Machriya. Reb Chaim said differently. Reb Chaim said the word of Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday, if you look at the words of the Gemara sound different. Ein Safik Moitzi Midei. Zok Reb Chaim, the words of the Gemara Mashma, the suffix is not chal b'chlal. Ein suffix moitzi midei vaday is, and this is the yisoid of the sugya we're learning. And there's a way, there's halachas how you clear sveikus, there's dinim how you clear sveikus. As ein suffix moitzi midei vaday means when we have a vaday and a suffix, ein suffix moitzi midei vaday. The suffix is not foul. That's the big Yisoid Reb Chaim said over in the Gemara. And we want to give Tosefes Beer that will answer some of the question that the Olam, the Mira Olam, frags on Reb Chaim. We want to give a Tosefes Beer b'divrei Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is talking only in places where there is no Siva Listapik Lefnei. L'moshel, an Artzir over here. What's the tzad? Emar achaltia. Emar. We don't see a tzad that it ate it. We don't see it in front of us, the suffix. The Gemara is talking about a certain kind of a suffix. Emar, he took meiser. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. We don't see anything in front of us. We don't have a siba lefneinu, which is causing us to be mistapik. There's nothing going on. We didn't see anything. L'mashal, certain sveikas, you have something very strongly in front of you. The marshal in the sugyas and ksubis. You found she's a bula. You got married. What happened? There's a siba listapik lifneinu. You find a behema. It has a simone treva. When did it become a treva? Did it come before? Did it become afterwards? In these places, you don't say the svar of Reb Chaim because there's a siba listapik lifneinu. Avada the suffik listapik. Reb Chaim is talking about in Siyurim where there is no Siba Listapik Lefneinu. Did he take Meiser? Maybe yeah, maybe no, I don't know. I see anything that shows me he took Meiser? No. Did the Akvarim eat it? Did they not eat it? I have no clue. I don't see anything which is showing me that the Akvarim ate the Chametz. By these kind of Sveikas, which are Efsher, maybes, as then Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday. And that answers a lot of the questions that the Olam asks on Reb Chaim. Now, Reb Chaim never says his pshat with just a deer. Reb Chaim buys it from a place. As Reb Chaim buys this Yisoid, it's brought down in the Birch HaShmuel and Bam Metzia Simin Beis, he buys it from a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says, the din of Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vaday is even if the suffix has a roiv, we still say ein suffix moitzi midei vaday. And the gedolei achronim amitama on the Trumas Hadeshen. Why ein suffix moitzi midei vaday if the suffix has a roiv? It's not a suffix, it's a roiv. Zok Reb Chaim. The word is if ein suffix moitzi midei vaday, the suffix is not chal. Roiv was said in Sveikis. The Xeris HaKosov of Roiv was said if you have a suffix. But if there is no suffix, there is no din of Roiv. Roiv is an hoga, a din which is said when it's chal a suffix. But if ein suffix moitzi midei vaday says that the suffix is not chal, as then you can't use the Roiv. That'll be the Mahalich in the Truma Sadeshen. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Ber, b'shem Rabbi Chaim, a boy from the Truma Sadeshen. Zok Rav Nochum, if we take from the Rebbe Rabbi Ber, we could answer up Rashi over here from the Shaila, from the Rebbe Rabbi Chanan. Thus is the teretz of Shitas Rashi. Because we wouldn't go Basar Roiv if Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. As the first step you need to say is Sofik is Maitzi Midei Vadai. Then you could use the Roiv. Because if Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai, you don't use Roiv. The Roiv is not Chal. If the Roiv is not Chal, you can't use the Roiv. Roiv was only said in Sfeikis. If the klal is ain't Sufik, might see me they found out Nishtok in Sufik. Nishtok in Sufik, Nishtok in Roiv. As must be for Sufik, might see me they found out. And then we could use the Roiv of Cheskes Chaveirim. As in order to answer Rashi from the Shailas of the Chayi Adam, you need two strong, two Yisaitis. Number one, Roiv is not Vadai, Roiv is a Sufik. And number two, Roiv does not add to Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai stands on its own. As first you need to say Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, then you could use the Roiv. It's not because of the Roiv that you're Moitzi from the Vadai. The first step is Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai or not? The first step always Hilchati is we clear, is there a Sofik or not? After we have a Sofik, we start Roiving. We start doing Roiv. But until we know if there's a Sufik or not, we don't start with the Roiv. As first you have to Sufik Maitzi Midei Vadai or not, then you could start handling the Roiv. Okay. Us is the Gishmak Pshat of Rav Nochum in Divrei Rashi, and he buys two big Shas Yesoidis from this Rashi. Okay.
Rabbi Rashi, Hasan Vadai Uvadayu, also in the board that Roiv is not a Vadai. He's just
Chazaka. That's what we're about to say. Baruch Hashem. Now you ready to go back for Shabbat? The vault. Yeah. Ichab, the next step of the vault. Rav Nochum said, Be'emes in Rashi over here, Rashi is Mavur Azeh. Why? Because Rashi in the next Rashi, the Gemara answers, what's the first answer? Over here, there's a Cheskes Chover. And the Cheskes Chover is a Vadai. Zot Rashi, the Ein Gimgum v'hoylech acharoiv bedavar el chazoka vadoyis al kol achaverim. Zot Rashi over here is stronger than Roiv. Over here is chazoka vadoyis al kol achaverim. But Roiv is Gimgum v'sofik. Zok Rav Nochum, Be'etzem, this Yisoid in Rashi, that Roiv is not a Vadai, Roiv is a Sofik, is Mavur Mineyu Bein Rashi, in the next Rashi, the way he explains the Teretz of the Gemara. Okay, very Yishmak. Okay, but thus is the Mahal. As the Gemara answers, no. Hosam, Vadai v'vadai. The Vadai ma'isvinan, ki Reb Chanina chuzoi, dom Reb Chanina chazor, chazot ala chavar she moitzi mitachas yodoi, dover she ein em misukin. And now we have clear what's the two levels of the Gemara. We always knew it was Cheskes Chover, but the word is now we're lifting the chazoka to a whole new level. This chazoka is Vadai. And Mamish makes this no sfeikis. It's a Vadai. First we thought it was a level of Roiv, you know, percentages, it's Roiv percentages. Now we're going, it's Vadai, that's the Shira. Iboyisema, Sofik v'Sofiku. No, it's not a Vadai, it's a Sofik. Dilma mei kara emel deloi tvili kidereb oishia. Yamereb oishia, marim adam al tfuasai, umachnisai v'moicheloi, you have a way where you could be potter from Mises. You could bring in the tour with a patent that it shouldn't be higher than Mises, because it needs rias pnei abayis. Is if you cover it with the mites, it doesn't see the pnei abayis. It's not this higher than Mises. So maybe he did that. Fractatasis Rid, a very strong question on the Gemara. Fractatasis Rid, so why do we have to be talking about a chaver? If we're talking about that, maybe there's a suffix because he brought it in the oifen that's potter, as why do we have to be talking about a chaver for? Even a amaretz, maybe he brought it in a way that it was potter. What's shot in the Gemara? And it's clear, Tanya Chover Shemes V'Nich Megura Maleya Peiris. The Bryce is clearly that the only heter is by a Chover. As what's shot in the Gemara? As the Tesis Rid wants to say, Bryce the Chois, only a Chover would do. Is ma. That's the chayis in the metziah shaboy. Only a chaver would do it. Fregnatasis rid, another shayla. If we're talking about a chaver, as the Gemara in Brachas lamed he amid beis, the Gemara says that a chaver he wants to be chayiv and maisis. Talmidei chachamim want to do mitzvahs. It's the people who aren't chaverim that they go ahead and they want to pater themselves from chiyuvim. As if we're talking about a chaver, as a chaver doesn't do things to pater himself from maisis. Taisis Rid asks it, the Maram Chalavi asks it, and they say it teretz. Bez Hashem Mehemshech, we'll see more. Okay. This is the Shaila of the Rishayim. Taisis Rid, the Maram Chalavi, handle on the Gemara. Lemaisa. Is a very as the Tesis the Tesis read Kilu is Ma'ir. What do you need a chaver for? As Haba, let's see. Lachayron Rashi is Mavur Teretz on the Tesis read Shaila. Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Biboyis Ema Safik V'Safik. Kiyechidim Esafkelon Yisrinu Ilo Yisrinu. Achinam Yikel Esvuke Ichal Leosham Shem Tevel Mi'Olam Iloy. Loy tema, neither loy chalala, tibla, achilas arai, achilas kva, miu, litzri, da. Frek Rashi, a bomb is shayla on the Gemara. Frek Rashi, this etza that the Gemara says that you could be machnesit b'moitz, that it doesn't see rias pnei abayas, and therefore it's not tevel, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, kadeshite behemte yacheles, uptura mena maisa. Why does the Gemara say k'day should eat behemte achelas? Why not k'day that people shouldn't eat? Because on people there's a iser derabanan to eat achilas kva. As therefore this eitzah only works for the behemoths. It doesn't work for the people. Like it's been doing clearly in the brisa that it says you machnisa b'moitz k'day should eat behemte achelas. As what do you gain by saying it's a suffix? Because he was a chnisay b'moitz. Even if it's a chnisay b'moitz, but it's still tevel mid'rabbanan and it's also b'achilas kva. Thus, frekt Rashi. And for Rashi, the gabay isa d'rabbanan sabchinan aches kischover sheya aswa. So Rashi, arizig yechivish imshad. You know why? Yisaymik on Cheskis Chover. Yitzarech Beer. This teretz of the Gemara is going that we don't hold of Cheskis Chover. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. Cheskis Chover is doch vaday. This teretz is going without Cheskis Chover. Rashi's Mechadish, it also goes with Cheskis Chover. Is Mazber the Rabbeinu David, the Ramban in Magi. With the Zara Tafnun Aleph, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu David are Mazber Rashi, that Rashi holds that only on a deraisa dika level you can't use a cheskes chaver, but on a derabanan dika level you could use a cheskes chaver. And over here we see a chiddush. The chilik between deraisa and derabanan is not only suffik derabanan lekulas, but will be seimich on dinim klushim in dinei derabanan. Because even though this cheskes chaver is not a strong chazaka, it's a weaker chazaka, but on a derabanan dika level, we're going to accept a cheskes chaver. We're going to say that's good enough, that's strong enough of a chazaka for a din derabanan, and that works for us. And that's what Rashi says. Tosis asks the question of Rashi also, and Tosis answers differently. Tosis answers, because the din of Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is only Amai Loi, let's see, Tema, the Mikom Mokom, Havi Vadai Tevel, the Rabbanon, Linyan Achilles Kva, Filuch Nisa Ben Moitzi Loi. At Vitaisis, that of a Midei Rabbanon, Safik is Moitzi Midei. As Taisis is also machalik between a midar abanon and a midar raisa, but Taisis is machalik in a different way. Taisis is machalik that on a level there abanon, suffik is moitzi midei vada. Now there are those that say Taisis means like Rashi, as he's nodding his head. He said, the words are different. How could you do that? A maskin, but there's a Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz that brings down, in the old Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, it's Nitfas on Tes Amid Beis, and the new one they put it in the right place on Tes Amid Aleph, some of them. The Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Teretz of Rashi and the Teretz of Tosis. As you see clearly in the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, it's two different terutzim. Rashi is saying on a derabanan dika level you could use a cheskes chaver. Tosis is saying on a derabanan dika level you say suffik is moitzi midei. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis? Zakrib nochom of lefi the way I'm learning Rashi, that Rashi is learning like the Rebbe Rebbe Beb Shem Reb Chaim. Is Doch Gevaldik. Rashi Lashitasa, he couldn't learn like Tosis. When could you be Machalik between the Raises and the Rabbanans? In Hilchas Achrois, you could be Machalik. In Achrov, Chazaka, on a Rabbanandika level, we use a lower level Achrov. Oh, but if you say Ein Sofik, Moitzi, Midei Vadai, it's Nishkin Sofik. As what Chilik between the Raises and the Rabbanans? There's no Sofik Bichlau. As there's no makom to be machalik between the raises and the rabbanon. As Rashi Lishita say that learns, Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai means that the Safik is not chal, Rashi cannot be machalik between the raises and the rabbanon. And the Mela Rashi has to say it different teretz. Toises that's machalik between the raises and the rabbanon, he'll learn Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai differently. He'll learn Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is the Vadai is Machriya Keneged the Safik. It's more mistaber the Vadai is right than the Safik. As therefore we're Machriya with the Vadai Keneged the Safik. Okay, as by the Rabbanans we can go Basar the Safik more. By Safik Arogo, like in our Sukya. That'll be the beer of the Machloikis, Rashi and Taisus. That's the way Rav Nochum wanted to set it up. As Lefizeh, That's the shinui between Rashi and Tosis. And Rav Nochum added, Betuv Tam Vedas, there's a Tosis in Chulin that says the klal of Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai is only Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai Lahokim. Aba Lahachmer Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Frek Rav Nochum, the fear of Chaim, that Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai means the suffix not Chal. What's the chilek of it's lahakel ulahachmer? You see another time in Tosis. Tosis learns Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai means it's more mistaber by the Vadai. But when it's lahakel, we go more lekula. And Masha'en Kain, according to Rashi, you wouldn't be able to make the chilukim of Tosis. As the fees that Reb Nachum put down, that there's a Yisaitis de Gamachlaikis, Rashi and Tresis, and in Mela, they have to answer the Teretz on this Shaila different. Even though we just saw a Rashi, but it was the Yisoidis Digger Rashi, with a lot of deep Yisoidis, as we stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the places, and also we'll start the next Sugya of Shikasa Shomates. And every time we go, it enhances, we go deeper into Yisoidis.